It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
One of the gems in our community is the University of Missouri Extension Program. They are a wealth of information for everything from gardening and food preservation to business management and community and leadership development to even emergency management. Our guest today is David Burton, who is a civic communications specialist for the University of Missouri Extension Program. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about the Extension Program and how you determine which programs to offer to which audiences, and how do you stay current with all the changing needs that happen every day?
That is a great question. Well, it really begins at the county level. Every county extension office has a county council that's publicly elected. In fact, we need some new council members in Greene County if you're interested in serving. And those local council members really determine what programs are focused on in the county. They give feedback to the staff there. They do a program or a discussion once a year where we talk about the big issues in that county and what needs to be addressed. So it really begins at that level. And really, as all the counties statewide do that, then sometimes curriculums are developed for statewide use that specialists can implement locally. So it goes from local to state back to the county level.
Well, an interesting program that you guys have just recently started is one aimed at helping the immigrants who have located to Southwest Missouri. How did this come about, and why is that important for Extension to be involved in a program like this?
Yeah, that's a perfect example of how this works at the county level. It was county council members that got together with the specialist in McDonald County and said, this is an issue that's been going on for 10 years. Can we get involved in this and help in some way as far as the immigrant population, especially with the Tyson plant in McDonald County? That's where this project took place. A lot of people from Sudan, Somalia, Burma, some Hispanics that have been coming in. And there was not only a big influx, but a need to help them integrate in the community. So from the county level to the specialist, who then got people in the community involved, other organizations, they all sat down several times to talk about what they saw as the big issues in the community and how each of those organizations could help. So it wasn't, I mean, Extension got all those groups together. It wasn't just Extension doing all the programming, although we did a lot, but we got other people involved too. And that is kind of a trademark of how Extension works at the county level, get other people involved too.
Well, with this influx of all these various populations in Southwest Missouri, McDonald County is in the very farthest southwest corner of the state. How was it determined what programs to provide? I mean, it's certainly a unique population with different needs. How did you decide what to provide to them in order for them to better assimilate into the community?
It really came out of that whole group and organizational discussion. I mean, our programs are always open to everybody, but certain segments of the population have specific needs that maybe limit their access to those programs, or maybe you need to do them in a different way. In the case of these immigrant populations, we need to have a translator, and some of them were working double shifts at the plant, so we need to actually offer some of the programs at the plant or at their apartment complex where many of them were living. So we have to adapt those programs, but we have those same types of programs that can be offered in any community to any type of population. So it's just that in Knoll, there's this special, unique situation with all these immigrants. And there is an emphasis within Extension to reach immigrant populations, and that really comes from the USDA, which provides part of our funding. They have that emphasis also.
So are Extension staff actually providing the boots on the ground, or is this in partnership with other organizations in McDonald County?
Well, in this case, Extension did provide many of the boots on the ground, but we also had partnerships with the local, with the county health department, and with the WIC clinic there, with one of the churches there in Knoll. So there was partnerships from other organizations as well.
So some of these efforts and programs are geared uniquely and specifically towards the younger generation. Why is it so critical to focus on the kids, and how can they help be part of their community?
Yeah, several of our programs kind of dovetailed with our 4-H programming, and some of that took place after school, some after-school gardening programs where the kids learned to garden, and then the produce that was grown was used at the school, and they were also able to take home excess. Well, that got the entire family involved, too. We always try to use those youth programs as a way to reach the adult parents with information through the kids. And plus, you know, it's another generation coming up, hopefully helping them be more sustainable and when it comes to food, lots of times they go home and teach parents not only how to grow it, but in the case of some of these immigrant populations, how to actually use it and consume some of these food products that we grow here that are completely foreign to these immigrant populations.
So what are the plans going forward in the next year or two with the program in Knoll?
Yeah, it's still ongoing there in McDonald County. The grocery shop tours and the nutrition education and especially the community garden projects that took on, those are all ongoing, and you have kind of a transient population there in and out that keeps changing. So there's always this need for ongoing education with that. I think we have a model here that can be transferred easily to other communities should that need arise. In terms of Southwest Missouri, McDonald County is really kind of the hot point for this immigrant population outreach, but it's certainly something now that we've tried we can translate to other communities more easily. And plus we have, I guess, about 8 to 10 specialists that have worked down there on one project or another, so they've had some experience that hopefully they can take back to their home headquarter county and maybe translate into better outreach there in that community.
So do you have some success stories or some interesting things that have come up that, you know, are make it all worthwhile?
Well, certainly the specialists have said that the big benefit to them was learning how to work with some of these immigrant populations because it's something they don't have a lot of contact with. So that's been helpful. It's made us rethink how we deliver some of our educational programs, some of them going into the workplace, delivering them there, the community gardens that were constructed at one of the big apartment complexes. So we're kind of rethinking maybe how we deliver some programs. There's so much emphasis now on trying to do things online, but, you know, not everybody has online access. And really a lot of our client base does not. And so we're always trying to find ways to meet them where they're at and deliver the necessary education that way. So I think probably more than anything, that's how this project has helped extension specialists at least.
Well, how can listeners find out more about the Knoll Project or even extension programs in general?
Well, we do have a website. You can look for Greene County Extension or go to extension.missouri.edu for the statewide website. You can search for Knoll Project. We have several articles up there outlining that success story. Or you can connect with Greene County Extension on social media through Facebook or Twitter, and we always share updates and stories of this nature.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Our guest today has been David Burton, Civic Communications Specialist with the University of Missouri Extension Program. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this story and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.